Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. I'm J. Mark Horst, your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Every week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages. The Bible is the only source of lasting hope. It is God's holy word. You know, as well as I do, that we can't rely on the words of men because men change. Think of all the unkept promises people have made, maybe even specific promises that were made to you personally. But God is not like that. God is unchanging, and He keeps His promises. His word is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. The psalmist David said in Psalm 119:89, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." You and I can depend on God's word. And because God's word is unchanging and reliable, we share this teaching with many people around the world in different languages, and we receive many testimonies of lives that have been transformed by the power of the gospel. Now, in just a few moments, we'll present today's teaching, Obedience Opens Understanding. But before we do that, let's pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we bow in your holy presence. We acknowledge you as the giver of every good gift. We worship you and praise your name. And now, Father, as Dr. Yoder comes to teach us from your word, open my heart and the heart of each person listening to receive what you have for us today. Help us to see how obedience will open our understanding. And I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, here's Dr. Yoder.
Many a person has hesitated to believe because of not being able to understand. They have the mistaken notion that they must understand everything before they believe, when really it is the other way around. We believe and then we understand. All of us have asked questions from childhood. To us, of course, important questions. We probably have some questions that are still unanswered. One of the secrets to understanding spiritual truth is the importance of obedience. Obedience is closely related to belief, as I was saying a moment ago. Some people think they must understand everything before they can believe. Then some people think they must understand everything before they will obey. But I want to point out to you that obedience opens understanding. Now, do you have your Bible ready for this scripture passage from John 7:14-24? Just notice how this comes to the surface so well. Now about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, "How does this man know letters, having never learned?" Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He who speaks of himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keeps the law? Why do you go around seeking to kill me?" The people answered and said, "You have a demon. Who goes around seeking to kill you?" Jesus answered and said to them, "I have done one work, and you all marvel. Moses therefore gave you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath day. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath day, so that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry at me, because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Do not judge according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. In these verses, we can develop several propositions from which we must conclude obedience opens understanding. The first proposition is, you must earn the right to speak. For the people, it meant you go to school. It meant you get an education. They looked at him while he was teaching and said, how can this man teach, never having gone to school? He doesn't know very much. He's never been to our schools. Well, my friend, I know what it means to work hard for an education, to spend long hours at a study table. I know what they meant. Yes, indeed. But Jesus went on to say, it's not so much where you have spent your time at this or that educator's table. It is whether or not you know him. For Jesus, it meant a proper relationship to God, because he said, for anyone who does the will of God, he shall know whether what I am teaching is of God or not. He said, I speak what God gives me. And he challenged them to believe and do. I want you to especially notice how Jesus said, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. I'm pointing out to you that you must earn your right to speak, and when you obey, great areas of understanding are open to you. In that way, proof is forthcoming. Before you turn off Jesus' words, make sure that you test them out. Don't just walk away from this and say, no, there is nothing to it. Do what he says and see whether I am not right, that obedience opens understanding. A second proposition we gather out of this conversation is, the law of Moses was given to keep. Jesus said, Moses gave you the law and nobody keeps it. We all acknowledge that Moses is the lawgiver. Maybe we should change that just a bit. Moses was the law receiver, for God gave him the law. We can read about this in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus. Moses went up on the mountain and God gave him the law. But in that law was this statement, this do and thou shalt live. Yet Jesus, looking in upon the situation of his day, said nobody keeps the law. Well, I could add, were Jesus here today, he would say the same thing. Nobody keeps the law. And yet, in his day and in our day, some of the people who are strongest in their condemnation of another are those who do not practice the law themselves. So it was in his day. He said, you don't keep the law, but you condemn me. Now, how could that be? The law of Moses was given to be kept. Now, before you take sides, my friend, make sure you do not condemn in others what you allow in your own life. I'm speaking to you right there, right now. There's a third proposition, the basic truth everyone must meet. Jesus uses the illustration of circumcision. That right was given to Abraham many years ago, long before Moses ever came on the scene. That's what Jesus said. It wasn't of Moses, it was of the fathers. God instructed Abraham that the circumcision of boy babies should be done on the eighth day. And most likely in the time of Jesus, it would have fallen, of course, on the Sabbath day. And it was important enough for them to go ahead with the circumcision, even though it was the Sabbath day, because they did not want to break this law of circumcision. So they set aside another law, the law of the Sabbath, in order to keep this law of the circumcision. That law took first place. Then Jesus raises a very important question with them, because he had made a man whole, had healed a man on the Sabbath day, and he says, "You are going about to kill me because I made a man every bit whole on the Sabbath day. I do not understand your form of reasoning," he might have added. Well, I don't either, do you? If to circumcise a boy baby on the Sabbath day is right, then surely to heal a man completely would also be right. That basic truth we must all meet. Before you decide, make sure you have all the facts. Truth must be faced with honesty. We cannot shirk that truth. From Jesus' words, we must conclude simply that obedience brings depth of understanding. These propositions make that very clear. The first proposition is, you must earn the right to speak. Secondly, the law of Moses was given to keep. And thirdly, the basic truth everyone must meet. I urge you to listen to Jesus. Blessed Heavenly Father, we're grateful once again for the opportunity of having been together for these few minutes and to open the book of God and hear the words of the Son of God as they address themselves to us today. I'm asking, dear Lord, that we may understand how obedience will open understanding. So I'm asking for my friend that the word of the Lord may come to him right now. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for that helpful teaching. My friend, can you testify to this truth, that obedience opens understanding? If you can, we'd like to hear your experience and your testimony. You may send your testimony to us by email using this address, mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And when you send your testimony, you can also request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Obedience Opens Understanding. We'd be happy to send a copy of this teaching to you just as soon as we receive your request. Now, once again, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, and the postal code is 15533. Remember, you can also request a free copy of this teaching, Obedience Opens Understanding. It's available in print or on an audio CD. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Thousands are logging onto the site for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed too. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in the Gospel of John. In his teaching, Dr. Yoder will speak on the subject, Is This the Very Christ? You won't want to miss this, so tune in. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.